This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lingobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Graduation fever has firmly gripped one of MUT Radio's very own presenters. Awetu Kelese, who is the co-host of the afternoon hangout, graduated at the Durban International Conventional Center yesterday for his second graduation hood for his advanced diploma in human resources, which he obtained at the Durban University of Technology. He received his diploma in human resources at the Mangosuthu University of Technology in 2020. Kelese says he's very excited about his second achievement and he's very grateful for being able to make his family proud of him once again.
Yeah, it feels good. I am honored. Actually, I am honored. It has not been an easy journey, but and I owe it all to God. It can only be God, guys. It was not an easy journey. And the ladies that raised me, I thank them all. And guys, to further your studies, it is very important to actually further your studies because now we live in a very competitive environment. Apho kufuna abantu nyani with ama experiences and ama skills ahlukeneyo. So if you get a chance, further your studies so that kuzoba lula ukuqasheke, because we know the current unemployment rate in our country is very high. So yeah, kubalekile to actually further ama studies wakho.
Another news. Umndeni walowo owaye ikhansela eMzimkhulu eNingizimu kulesi sifundazwe aphinde abe ngunobhala jikelele we-ANC Youth League uSindiso Magaqa ukhala ngokuhamba ngonyawo lonwabo kwengalo yomthetho kulabo abasolwa ngokubulala uMagaqa. Lokhu kuza emva kokuthi lihlehlile futhi icala labasolwa abane ababhekene namacala okubulala nokuzama ukubulala. UMagaqa wahlaselwa eMzimkhulu ngenyanga kaNtulikazi ngonyaka ka-2017 wadutshulwa ngesibhamu sohlobo lwe-AK-47 wabe esephuthumiswa esibhedlela nakuyilapho wafika washonela khona. Ubulala kwakhe kwashaqa abaningi kwase kuba nezinsolo zokuthi ubulawele ukulwisana nenkohlakalo nembuzo ayenayo mayelana nehholo laseMzimkhulu laselidle izigidi kodwa lingaqedwa. Ukuze lihlehlele nje leli cala, ummeli womsolo uMlungisi Ncalana ufake isicelo sokuthi kuhlehle icala ukuze uNcalane ezothola ukuyohlolwa ingqondo. Umngane kaMagaqa uThabiso Zulu ekhuluma ngaphandle kwenkantolo uthi konke lokhu kungamaqhinga asetshenziswa ukubambezela icala nokuvikela ongqondo.
This worries us as a family just because this case is taking a snail's pace. Since 2017, Sindiso was shot and killed. Up to now, there's nothing that is happening so far, and we want closure to this case.
And finally, shipments containing wigs and hair extensions are increasingly being hijacked upon arrival in the country. The increased incidents of theft have led to wigs and hair extensions becoming one of the most insured goods in the country. According to Hollard, hair extension imports to South Africa have increased by 64% in the last 4 years. Imports are totally approximately 1.1 billion rands per year. Hair has become a more popular in recent years, but it is expensive and the black market is now taking advantage of the increased demand. Hollard says that it has seen an increase of 37% in claims related to hair extensions over the last year. And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag Mercado, hashtag Superior Quality and hashtag Prison Break. A recap of your top story this hour. Graduation fever has firmly gripped one of MUT Radio's very own presenters.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.